Saad Shaabi is from the Bahrain Freedom Movement, who joins us from London to tell us more about this revolution in Bahrain. Saad Shaabi, I'd like to pinpoint on what has occurred, and that is the Court of Appeals, which has upheld a prison sentence for former MP Jawad Firouz. And this is after stripping him of his citizenship. I'm wondering, are these courts legal?
Thank you very much. The courts can only be legal if the judiciary is separated from the executive and the legislature. But unfortunately, the powers are not separated in Bahrain, and they are all in the hands of the Al-Khalifa ruling family. So here you have the enemy as your judge, and it's impossible to get any justice. You cannot get the other party to listen to you because they are your enemy. So they will judge you on what you do if that is going to harm them, and you'll never get a proper justice.
Of course, we had also the death of Habib Ibrahim Abdullah after he inhaled these poisonous gas. Another example of how you have Bahrain being provided with military equipment such as poisonous gas by the West, presumably either U.S. or France. What can we expect in terms of a reaction, at least, by different organizations regarding this?
You see, this is really frustrating because last year, an Irish university carried out a test on the gas that is being used against the demonstrators in Bahrain, and that gas also is used against the people's homes and mosques and demonstrations. So this university has established that the gas used is 10 times the legal limit. 10 times as powerful as the normal gas that is used and allowed by the international community to be used as a riot control arms. So, first of all, it is illegal to use that gas. And secondly, it has caused more than 60 deaths in Bahrain. Thirdly, this old man, Haji Habib Ibrahim, has inhaled a lot of it, and many people have inhaled too much amount of this gas, and consequently he passed away. And the list of martyrs who are which is the result of inhaling excessive gases is becoming more and more. So the regime is intent on destroying the Bahraini natives because they do not want to live with these people. They don't want to rule them in accordance to an acceptable level of regulation, of legislation, of constitution. So this is why we see over the past 2 years the revolution continuing unabated. And I think this year, after 2 weeks or so, we will see more of these protests and more of the demonstrations, despite the use of all these gases. We are very upset by the American and the British attitude towards Bahrain and the continuation of arms sale to Bahrain, despite the fact that almost all international organizations, including the European Parliament recently, have condemned the excessive use of force by the regime in Bahrain.
Very well. Saad Shaabi there talking to us from London from the Bahrain Freedom Movement. Thank you.